get righteous in God. Don't get self-righteous. Don't say, well, I'm right because I this, and I'm right because I that. And will you know they show me favor at church because I this, and I'm the one that's there the earliest, and I give the most time, and I tithe as much as anybody, and I'm right with God because of everything I do. That's a self-righteous, filthy rag. And it means nothing to God. God never asked you to do anything but see your desolate state, repent, and turn back to Him. That's all He asked you to do. And He said, I'll go from there. I'll take you from there. The reason they were indignant when that lady broke that bottle and worshiped Jesus at His feet, that harlot lady, if he was any prophet, he'd know what kind of woman. No, if they had the same spirit Jesus had, they would have perceived the repentance in her heart and knew that she saw Him as the Christ and her identity had changed already, because she was coming to receive forgiveness and change. But they were too religious and self-righteous. And Jesus said to them, you know what? When you know you're forgiven much, you love much. Some people are trapped and they don't feel like they've been all that bad. Sin is sin, folks. You've been as bad as the rest. You need Jesus. Watch this. Oh, watch this. Ooh, I got to calm down a little. No, I don't. Now I'm messed up. John the Baptist. Repent and make straight the way of the Lord. For every mountain shall be brought low and every valley shall be lifted up. What's he saying? There are no high places. Low. There is no high hill. There is no scum of the earth. Every man through Jesus has been brought to the same plane, and we all desperately need the blood like each other. There is nobody with special favor. There is nobody stuck in a rut. Every mountain come down. Every valley come up. The way you've judged man is not the way that God has seen man. God sees every man in desperate need of His righteous blood and His unfailing love. So rise up and believe and be changed. When you bring down mountains and you lift up valleys, you have level ground. Every man is standing on the same plane, and we are in a desperate place and need redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. You got it? Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, that got in me. That was good. See, you need to see righteousness everywhere you look. God's saying there is nobody better than anybody else. You've all fallen short. You've all missed it. Now face it, get humble, repent, and release faith and be changed. Oh, that makes it simple. Then we all carry the same value. Did you hear that? There is not one person in this building right now that has greater value in the eyes of God than another. Can God flow through others more and do more things through others? That's true sometimes because of the yieldingness of their heart, because of the faith. But does He value anyone more than another? Every soul is precious to God. Those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of... Remember right before death was reigning? Death was reigning? Death. Watch what happens when you say yes to His grace and receive and open up the gift of righteousness and put it on. You will reign in life. Doesn't say in heaven. You will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. So people, open the gift. It's Christmas. Just get it out from under the tree. Open it up and say, man, you look good. Ladies, you need to hit the restroom, I'm telling you, and you need to look into your pretty little eyes and say, my God, you are valuable to God. You are so precious to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has raised you up. You need to say that stuff. You doing your hair in the morning? You go, girl. Because when I look at you, I see Jesus.